We survive famine, we survive sickness, disease, we survive every onslaught of the devil because we have the name of Jesus, we have the Word of God that gives us victory, we have faith in the Word of God, and that brings us victory.
Do you feel helpless? Does it seem like you always fall short in every area of your life? Then don't miss today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland as she shares the keys to living a life full of victory, prosperity, and joy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about the righteous survive. I'm telling you, whatever it is, we survive famine. We survive sickness, disease, we survive every onslaught of the devil because we have the name of Jesus, we have the Word of God that gives us victory, we have faith in the Word of God, and that brings us victory. This is the victory. Remember this scripture. This is the victory that overcomes the world. That means this is the victory that overcomes every situation that can come at us from this world. Even our faith. Faith. Believing God. Now we're going to read Proverbs 3, and we're going to read through the 26th verse of this. And I'm going to reread what I read yesterday, and then we're going to, without comment. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. So my child, it says, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. For they will give you long and satisfying life. Hallelujah. If they're not in your heart, they're not going to work that way. But if they're in your heart, they'll work long and satisfying life. Never let loyalty and kindness get away from you. Wear them like a necklace. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people. And you will gain a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means believe God. Trust in what He says in the Word. Have faith. Do not depend on your own understanding. Don't look at the natural things. Don't look at what the world says. Don't look at what the newspapers say, the commentators say. Don't look at this or that or the other. Look at what God's Word says. You're centered in on that now. You're trusting in the Lord. We're depending on what He says. We're depending on His understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will direct your paths. In other words, you'll know what to do. When tough times come, you'll know what to do. You'll know. He'll give you scriptures. He'll give you instructions. Oh, I don't know. Several years ago, the Lord said to Ken, sell your stock. Well, we didn't have a whole lot of stock, but we had some. He said, sell your stock. Well, I wasn't too keen on selling that stock, really, at that moment. But Ken said the Lord told him to, and boy, that settles the issue at our house. If the Lord says do something, you do it. So we sold what stock we had several years ago before all the trouble came. So you just do what He says. He'll direct your path. He'll tell you, give you a witness. Go, don't do that. Don't go over there today. Just stay at home today or do something else. Or He'll say, go do this. Or He'll say, do so-and-so, and you know, you might not ever thought about it before, but what we do is we just go and we do what God tells us to do, and it leads us to victory. He directs our path. So that's vital. Here's health and vitality. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord. Turn your back on evil. Now, if you want to live a blessed and a prosperous life in every cycle, in the big good cycles, the bad cycles, and every cycle, then this is what you must do. You must do what the Word says. Well, you say, I don't know what the Word says. Well, that's the whole problem. You need to find out. You need to spend time in the Word. You need to find you a really good church. You need to get the books and tapes. For the most part, Ken and I learned by tapes, reel-to-reel tapes back in those days. We learned from Brother Hagin how to live by faith, how to walk by faith, and then we were able to get in his meetings, and we did that. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, you know, there are a lot of people you meet, and they just think they know everything. I mean, there's no question about it. Like, if you want to know something, just ask me. Well, don't be impressed if you're like that. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Our wisdom is nothing compared to the wisdom of God. The only wisdom we have that's valuable is the wisdom that we've learned from the Word of God, from the Spirit of God. That is wisdom. But that's not our wisdom. God's sending that wisdom through us, but the source of our wisdom is God. So don't be impressed with your own wisdom. That's a drawback. If you think you know everything, you're not going to be willing to do what God says. In other words, if you think you know everything about the stock market and God tells you to sell when everything looks great and wonderful, you're not going to sell. But He knows what's happening next. Instead, fear the Lord, turn your back on evil. In other words, honor God, keep your face turned toward Him, and turn your back on evil. How do you know what's evil? You have to get into you know a lot of things that are evil, but some things you have to get into the Word and see what God says about it. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord, turn your back on evil, then you will gain renewed health and vitality. So this is a health, this brings us health in every area of our lives, including our body. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything your land produces. Now, these people were primarily farmers, and they raised crops. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything your land produces. So all of your substance and all of your increase, you honor the Lord. Then He will fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with the finest wine. In other words, you'll have the blessing, the increase, blessing. You honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything your land produces, or your job produces, or your life produces, and then He will fill your barns with grain. Then things will go well with you. You'll have plenty. You'll have plenty even in famine. Glory to God. In famine, we don't just survive, we thrive, hallelujah, because God is our source, not the world order, not what people say, not what experts out here think, but what God says and what He thinks is what we do and act on in our life. My child, don't ignore it when the Lord disciplines you, and don't be discouraged when He corrects you. It's a blessing for God to correct us. It's a blessing for God to discipline us. We discipline our children not because we want to hurt them, but because we want to train them. God is not disciplining you with sickness and disease and all the things of the curse. He disciplines you with the blessing, with the Word. Now, you don't act on His Word, you don't have the blessing. And so bad things are going to be coming at you. But God gives us wisdom in the Word of God so that we can obey and do what He says. And when we do what He says, the blessing's ours regardless of what's going on out in the natural world around us. Don't ignore it when the Lord disciplines you or corrects you. And don't be discouraged when He corrects you. Now, that discipline and correction comes to us from the Word of God, preferably. But if you're not going to be disciplined by the Word of God and you keep walking in a darkness path, you know, bad things are going to happen to you because that's what's out in the darkness. Now, God's not putting sickness on you to teach you something, as tradition says, but if you don't obey God, you don't have any resistance to it. You're disobedient. The blessing's not working. The blessing of God brings well-being in every area of our lives. And if we don't walk in the wisdom of God or what God says about things and obey Him, the blessing is not going to happen in our life. The blessing is supernatural. God put it into being from the beginning. He told the children of Israel, if you do these things, you'll be cursed. If you do these things, you'll be blessed. So do these things that bring blessing, and the blessing will come upon you. It didn't matter what was happening in the rest of the world. It didn't matter if there was a famine in the land. God's people that walked with him and did what he said were blessed. But the others, what about the others? Well, they were out there. They were serving other gods. They were doing other things. They weren't walking with God. You can't walk with God in the blessing if you don't spend time with him and find out what he says about things. So it's not that some people are blessed, some people aren't blessed. Some people find out what God says about things and they make changes to agree with him. And everything Ken and I've ever done over all these years to change, I mean, every change, at the time we might not have wanted to do it. Like when we started tithing, we didn't see how we could tithe. We didn't even have money to do anything. But we saw in the Word that that's what we were supposed to do, so we said, we're going to do it. Well, our little tithe was almost nothing because our income was almost nothing. But we said, we're going to do it. We're going to tithe first. And so when we began to do that, we started increasing, and we're still increasing all these years later. So don't be discouraged when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves. It's an honor for him to correct you. I mean, sometimes we don't want to hear it, but it is an honor when God corrects us. He's trying to keep us on the path. What path? On the path of blessing. He loves, for the Lord corrects those he loves. It's an honor to be corrected. Just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. You know, children that aren't corrected, they're a sight. I mean, they usually grow up rebellious, and they don't know right from wrong. And so when they get out on their own, they go the wrong path. Children have to be taught from a young age, this is the right way and this is the wrong way. And if that child says, well, I want the wrong way, what do? Well, we just give him a little switching or a little spanking, or maybe if he's older, we take some privileges away from him. We're trying to teach him what is right. Well, God's not giving you a spanking. He doesn't have to do that for you to go into the wrong way. If you're over on the wrong path, you're going to get a spanking, all right. It'll be from the devil. It'll be from the curse. It's so easy to understand if you think about it this way. There is a curse, there is a blessing. They operate in the same world. They have different results. You get on God's way and the blessing begins to overtake you. You start doing what he says. When we started tithing, we started increasing. We're still increasing. I mean, God's blessing is on us. We take our tithe to him, we honor him with it, we're grateful, we're eager to do that. He blesses us. He's no respecter of persons. That's what he'll do in your life. But it takes faith to start to tithe. So anyway, I seem to be on tithing, but maybe it's because people need to hear it and your finances are in a mess and you think, well, what's happening? Well, listen, you need God in on your finances. I wouldn't want to go back to what Ken and I could do without God. It was a sad situation. It was a sorry sight. I'm telling you, it was bad. But the moment that we began to trust God and do what he said, we started to tithe, we started to sow, and we started to increase. And although our beginning was small, we've been blessed, and we keep getting blessed. We keep increasing. Of course, that's been a lot of years now. So every year, you can keep increasing, keep doing better. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the best part of everything your land produces. Give God the first and the best. Then he will fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with the finest wine. That was their living. That's what they did. And it was blessed. Whatever you do will be blessed. You'll begin to walk in the wisdom of God if you'll get in the Word of God and begin to regulate your lives according to what God says is right. You know, if you don't get in the Bible, or if you don't hear somebody that, you know, you need to go to a good church, somebody that really preaches the Bible, preaches how to live by faith, how to walk in the blessing, and you need to be there and partake of that every week, And if you don't do that, you or listen to somebody that knows, you'll just continue to live a natural life. A natural life in the earth is a cursed life, because if you don't have the supernatural working for you, nothing's going to be right. Your body won't stay well. Your finances will be messed up. My child, don't ignore it when the Lord disciplines you, and don't be discouraged when He corrects you. It's a good thing for the Lord to discipline you and correct you. For the Lord corrects those He loves. Why? Because He wants you to do better. He wants you to know better. He wants you to be able to walk in the blessing. Just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. Happy is the person who finds wisdom and gains understanding. Wisdom is a good thing. The wisdom of God is so far above and such a producer of the blessing. You know, you just can't get the blessing without the wisdom of God. So you have to know what God says about things. Do that, and you gain understanding. For the profit of wisdom is better than silver. That is absolutely a fact. And her wages are better than gold. Silver and gold, you know, in a time of inflation, in a time of economic uproar and so on, the increase is on the natural resources of the earth, because the paper money, it's not worth what it used to be. And that's the way it is with the wisdom of God. It always keeps its value. Gold has never been worth nothing. Gold has always been had a substantial value and an increased value as time goes on. So compare that. That's what the wisdom of God is like. The wisdom of God is like gold in the natural realm. It always is right. It always increases. It's always worth something. It's always valuable. It's always desirable. Wisdom is more precious, except this scripture says it's more precious than those valuable substances that are out there in the earth. Wisdom's more precious than rubies. Nothing you can compare. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Nothing you want out of life that you know, this is my goal, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to be. Nothing. You might want to be an actor or an actress or a politician or a senator or a president. Nothing, the Bible says, that you desire can compare with wisdom, the wisdom of God. And God has seen to it, through the blood of the martyrs even, that we have the wisdom of God written down. I've got three translations right here of the wisdom of God written down for me. And they're all good. And they're all marked up. Hallelujah. I believe it. I act on it. I trust it. Nothing can compare with the wisdom of God. She, wisdom, confers you life in her right hand, riches and honor in her left. That's a lot. What do you need to do? What do I need to do? I need to keep my eye on this Word of God. I need to put it in my eyes, in my ears, and I need to do what it says. It's not enough to read it. It's not even enough to study it. You've got to actually do what it says, and the blessing comes. Nothing can compare. Nothing you desire can compare with wisdom. She offers you life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left hand. She will guide you down delightful paths. All of her ways are satisfying, and it's available to us. Just a decision. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. By wisdom the Lord founded the earth, and by understanding He established the heavens. By His knowledge the deep fountains of the earth burst forth, and the clouds poured down rain. By wisdom, this earth was founded. By understanding, He established the heavens. So when you walk in wisdom and understanding, by His knowledge, the blessing manifests. You know things other people don't know, like when to buy, when to sell, when to change jobs, when to do this, when to do that. My child, don't lose sight of good planning and insight. This is verse 20, 1:25, I believe. I can't see it too well in that this little Bible. Let's see. Verse 21, don't lose sight of good planning and insight. Hang on to them, for they, planning and insight, by the word of God, by the blessing of God, the Spirit of God, they will fill you with life and bring you honor and respect. I mean, you might be one of those guys that say, they just don't give me any respect. I don't get any respect from anybody. There's a reason for that. Get on the Word of God. Get on the wisdom of God. And it brings honor and respect. So the less you have of the wisdom of God, the less you have of the honor of God, the less honor and respect you have. You can lie down. No, wait. They fill you with life and bring you to honor and respect. They keep you, words, the Word of God, they keep you safe on your way. Safety is a great blessing. The Lord, if you'll live a life where the Lord can talk to you, where you understand it, He talks to you probably all the time, but you're just not listening. But when you get where you hear it and understand it, it will save your life. I've heard so many testimonies of people in a dangerous situation that's just, you know, like in 9/11, one man just started running. He just started running home before anything happened. And he was saved, just barely saved, but saved. They will keep you safe on your way and keep your feet from stumbling. You can lie down without fear and enjoy pleasant dreams. Here's you a good nightmare scripture. If you have nightmares, here's you a good pleasant dream scripture. Get rid of those nightmares. You need not, now here's one of the places I really wanted to get to today. You need not be afraid of disaster or destruction that comes upon the wicked. Bad things may happen out there in the world, but that doesn't mean they're going to happen to you. And I'm going to give you some more disaster scriptures tomorrow. You need not be afraid of disaster or the destruction that comes upon the wicked, for the Lord is your security. I mean, whatever it is, in the middle of war, in the middle of famine, in the middle of recession, in the middle of a fire. I've had testimonies of fire, a fireman that just was lifted out of the midst of the fire and onto safe ground. The Lord is your security. He will keep your feet from being caught in a trap. Hallelujah. You can't beat the wisdom of God. You can't beat the blessing of God. I'll be right back.
When your life is filled with questions, it's not easy to let go and let God take over in every area. But no matter your age, your background, your past, or your current circumstances, living a godly life with purpose is within your reach. In her trademark inspiring style, Gloria Copeland gives you the 10 keys to finding your destiny. Embark on a study that will change the course of your life with any one of these three resources. God's Master Plan for Your Life, the New York Times bestseller by Gloria Copeland. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, the video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, and God's Master Plan for Your Life, an abridged audiobook read by Gloria Copeland. Each of these study tools is designed to help you discover and connect with God's Master Plan for your life. Find real answers to real life questions from a real God. Order your God's Master Plan for Your Life products at a special price. Just $12 for the book, $49.95 for the video curriculum with interactive workbook and journal, and $22 for the audiobook on CD. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. God's plan is exciting and available for you to receive. Find out what He has planned for you today.
This curriculum is great for personal Bible study or group Bible study. We've had testimonies on how it literally ignited churches. Churches use it. It will take you down a path that will lead you to God's perfect plan for your life. That's where the blessing is. That's where all the good stuff is. What He has for you is so far above anything you or I are for us. It's so far above anything that we could come up with. And it is a great plan. So you want to be sure and get it. Also available for purchase is the book and the audio book. Order yours today. Order some for your church too. I want to pray for you today. Father, I pray for all the people listening today. I'm asking you, Father, that the Word of God come alive to them as never before. And the very things that they need to hear from heaven right now, Lord, I believe you to reveal it to them in Jesus' name. All we need, Lord, is faith in you and a plan. What shall we do next? So give us the wisdom of God in Jesus' name. You know, God says He'll give wisdom if you'll ask for it. So if you're in a test and a trial, ask Him for it, and He will reveal it to you. We're coming to Washington as we do every year. This is November the 12th through the 14th in Woodbridge, Virginia. It's one of the best meetings of the year in the Hilton Memorial Chapel, right outside the nation's capital. So we want to invite you to come. Friday morning, Ken has a partner meeting that's very good and interesting. Saturday morning, we have healing school. Jesus always comes to heal people. Glory to God. And we want to invite you to come. You might not have ever been in a meeting like that before. The deal is, if you want to change, make a change. You go where the Word's being preached, and you'll find out some answers. For more information, go to the website for the meetings, kcm.org. And there's a lot of Word on that website, too, and a lot of things on there for your spiritual growth. So check it out. Thanks for being with me today. You know, God wants you blessed. He wants you to increase. He wants everything in your life working. And if you'll switch over from natural thinking to spiritual thinking on the Word of God, you'll begin to receive the blessing that He has for you in your life. You know, there's good churches everywhere, good Word churches. Find you a good church that preaches the Word of God. Get in there every service, help them get to work. You're going to grow spiritually and you'll be blessed. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455.